Michigan, and the world.
All right, it's 18 after on a Tuesday. Got to keep moving right along. If the election were held today, I told you this beginning 2 weeks ago. If the election were held starting about 2 weeks ago and through today for sure, Donald Trump would win the election. I don't think anything changed last night as a result of that debate. He would get at least 275 electoral votes, maybe more. Nate Silver from the 538 blog, supporting that notion, that came out yesterday. Also coming out yesterday, UPI International said if the election were held today, Donald Trump would actually get 292 electoral votes, according to their calculations. Donald Trump has gone from being a 4% chance of winning, according to Nate Silver in the 538 blog, to better than 50% today. So he has the advantage as of today. I believe that that momentum holds after yesterday. There were no major gaffes on either side, and I think that Donald Trump won the conversation on the economy, which is the number one issue facing voters this fall. Now, our next guest is a never Trump guy, Nolan Finley, the editor of the Detroit News op-ed page. Nolan, welcome back.
Never Trump, never Clinton guy. You should always clarify.
Well, fair enough.
Good to be here, Steve.
Well, good to have you here. You know, Ted Cruz is now on board with Donald Trump. Mark Levin's now on. You're like the last guy, Nolan.
Yeah, and I will be.
Well, and I don't know if that serves anybody right,
and
because
certainly nothing I saw last night made me change my mind. That was a hot mess.
Well, and that's fair, and that's fine. But the campaign is certainly trending towards Donald Trump right now, who will be back in Novi come Friday for his sixth visit here since the convention in July. He
and
obviously
that's interesting
thinks
because to me because you know Michigan is thought of. I mean, the last poll out a week or so ago, still Trump's still down 5 points. Michigan is thought of as sort of a lean Democrat state, not in play. I mean, hasn't gone
not according to Real Clear Politics. In fact, Michigan's one of the states
hasn't gone for a Republican since 1988. So I'm wondering what these camps, because both camps are spending a whole lot of time. There must be seeing something here that the polls aren't showing.
Apparently, so is Real Clear Politics,
Michigan,
Nolan.
A lot more attention than
Nolan.
Say, by this time, John McCain was gone out of Michigan.
Well, yeah, because John McCain stood no chance, neither did Mitt Romney. The fact of the matter is, Real Clear Politics and several other companies, including Nate Silver's 538, put Michigan as a toss-up. So it's not like they're pulling it out of thin air. They also put Wisconsin, Minnesota, now Maine, and New Mexico have joined the toss-up states. States that should be, you're right, should be in Hillary Clinton's camp, and they are not. Is he going to win? Can Donald Trump win in Michigan? I don't know that.
I don't know. I mean,
but
I
it's in play.
So. I've never thought so. But I'll tell you this. If he wins in Michigan, he wins the election, because there's nothing true in Michigan that isn't true in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, all across the Midwest. Michigan's never an outlier. So,
well, that's my point.
Here,
so let me ask you this.
Across the board.
He's winning in Iowa. Donald Trump is by a wide margin in Iowa and by a wide margin in Ohio. Wouldn't that be an indicator?
The margin in Ohio, last margin I saw, it was a neck and neck race. What do you call a wide margin?
5 points, it, to me, is a wide margin. And two out of the last three polls are 5 points.
Last poll, that's about what he was losing at in Michigan. So is she winning by a wide margin here? I think it's an interesting race. I think it's still early.
I think you're bitter.
Electoral vote.
I think you just strike me as angry, Nolan.
I'm not angry, Steve. I'm angry that 320 million people, these are our two choices.
But, fair.
I'm just cautioning you. I wouldn't get too exuberant about counting electoral votes now. Because
I'm not exuberant about anything. I'm telling you what would happen if the election were held today.
If you declare a wide margin in Ohio at 5 points, then you have to say it's a wide margin for Clinton in Michigan at 5 points. I don't think these polls are meaning a whole lot right now. And the one thing I need to see is Donald Trump's numbers start moving up. This has been all about Clinton's numbers moving down.
Okay, so let me give you an example here. Nolan, let me just go ahead and three out of the last five polls, all of which, by the way, show Donald Trump winning in Ohio. Three of the last five have 5 point advantages, and then one at 3 and 1 at 1. So clearly, he is winning in Ohio. I mean, it's just there's no debate about it, and it's fine
at this point. And she's clearly winning in Michigan, and yet, apparently they see it as in play because they keep coming back here.
Well, That's because every state in America, including Minnesota and Maine and Michigan, are all trending. I mean, he was losing by double digits in Michigan at one point. That's obviously not the case anymore. They're all, in fact, Pennsylvania in the latest poll, it's down to 1 point where he was trailing by 14 points just recently. I don't know why this is, you know, such an uphill struggle for us here today, but the fact of the matter is, across the country for the last 30 days, it's all been trending towards Donald Trump.
Yeah, but here's what I'd like you to look at, and what I keep saying is, Trump's number doesn't move. Trump's number stays around 40, 41, 42%. Her number moves up and down depending on the daily scandal. And so I think you've got to watch and see if Trump's number actually starts moving up instead of her number just moving down. Because what you're seeing is...
Well, actually, I mean, that's not right either, Nolan. You're wrong about that, too, and I'll help you with that. But in Colorado, he's got 47%. Pennsylvania, 47%. Ohio, 47%. 43% in Minnesota, which is unheard of. And I mean, I can go on and on and on, but the fact of the matter is he's in the mid to high 40s in all of these polling places.
In all these states. I'm just looking at the national vote. You know, his numbers stayed around 41, 42. She goes up between, you know, 40 and 47, 48. Her number's all over the place. And I think the key is when you start seeing his number actually move up instead of hers move down, you can start to think that he may have a shot here.
Nolan, I just showed you that his numbers are, in fact, moving up. But
he's
I'm talking about
the national race, and
that's
I have
fine.
Not seen any movement. I mean, he still has an electoral vote uphill battle, as does any Republican.
Now, before I run out of time here, this is important. Before I run out of time, because we've only got about 45 seconds here. The papers, the Detroit News, coming out with their endorsement on Thursday. I know you can't tell me. I have an inkling of what it's going to be. But, you know, be careful of the Dallas Morning News mistake of endorsing Hillary Clinton and then having all your subscribers cancel and run away. You know,
I appreciate the advice, Steve. I'll run my business, you on yours. But what I'm saying here is it's October 1st, and, you know, we've seen this race go all over the place. It's a volatile race for one reason. Voters hate these two candidates. And so with that in mind, anything can happen.
That's true. Nolan Finley, always a pleasure. Nolan Finley from the Detroit News op-ed page editor on the Steve Gerber Show.